We want to talk this morning. Amen. The Lord gave me this preaching message and this preaching topic this morning. And as we deliver, we need your prayers. We need the Lord every step of the way. Amen. And the title of our lesson this morning is God is Taking Notice. Amen. God is taking notice. Just thinking about, amen, this world. Amen. And thinking about America. Thinking about your house and my house. Amen. All mankind, I want to let you know your behavior the Lord is looking on. You may think you're getting by. You may think you're fooling God. You must think everything is secret. But I'm here to tell you the Lord is unveiling. In this day and time, he's unveiling things. And he's going to do more exposing. He's up high and he look low. He know you and he knows me. He knows what you're thinking right now. Amen. He knows your thoughts. He knows your action. We're not serving a peon God that's ignorant. We're serving a great big God. A God that knows you. He knows me. He knows the President of the United States of America. He knows the governor of your town. He knows all the senators and congressmen and women. He knows everything and everybody. And we're living in a time now that a lot of things is transpiring. And some things, I'm going to be honest, don't look good. And I want to say, and not good. But I'm here to remind you, amen, the Lord is taking notice. Amen. How many know the pen is in his hand? Amen. He, you know how you go to class, you take notes, what the professor is teaching. Amen. The Lord is taking notes. Amen. So I want to let you know, God knows. He knows us. Amen. He knows if we in. He knows if we out. Amen. He knows if we've been good. He knows if we've been bad. Huh? Come on now. Amen. Somebody says Santa knows when you're good and when you're bad. But I don't believe in Santa. But I do believe in Jesus. Amen. Now he knows us because he made us. Amen. He scooped dust and dirt. And he blew life in dust and dirt and made a living soul. Amen. So you cannot fool God. Amen. And you can't hide from God. He knows the hiding place. Amen and amen. To God be the glory. What's done in the night shall come to the light. Hello. Amen. Every time. I might be sleeping in my bed. And you may be awake doing your dirt. But I'm here to tell you, God see it. Ain't God good? And we as pastors and ministers, we need to declare the good news. Let folks know that we still have hope in a hopeless situation. We still, amen, in a time of diversity. We still can rejoice in the Lord anyhow. Praise God. Because I know trouble ain't going to last always, huh? The Bible said weeping endure for a night. But joy will come
in the morning.
Let us all say morning time is coming. Amen. So the only thing we need to do is rejoice in the Lord. I'm not afraid. I'm not weary in my journey. I'm not pulling my hair out because we serve a big God that can do big things. And so I want y'all to just realize, dear ones, know that God taking notice. Amen. Some people think they're fooling God. But I mean, no, you can't fool God. Huh? Amen. That's it. He knows. He's watching. He knows. He see you. He see me. He see all of us. And guess what? He can see all of us at one time. And that's what makes him God. But I want to say this thing. It's a scripture that it took me a good while to find this scripture. And it's very powerful in these times that we're living in. Amen. But the Lord dumped it right into my spirit and allowed me to find where it was located in the Bible. And I want to share this with you. And these are the times we're living in. Sometimes people feel that, amen, they do the dirt, or they do their bad behavior, they do all of the things they want to do, and it seems like, you know, some people is asking a question, where is God? Where is God in the midst of this? And just seem like things just happening, and nothing is, nobody's being held accountable. Nobody is getting held for their responsibilities and the evil that they're doing, and we just sit back. But I want to tell you, yeah, go ahead and sit back. Amen. Sit back and rejoice, because my God, come on somebody. I said, my God, sit. Amen. He's taking notice, praise God. And there's a scripture over here in Ecclesiastes 8:11, and this is what it tells us, listen, because the sentence against evil deeds is so long coming, people in general think they can get by. Hello, somebody. Amen. You know, just because it works kind of like the tax office. Amen. People, amen, cheat on the tax sometimes, and for this year and the next year and the year to come. Amen. And IRS don't do nothing for that first year. The IRS don't do nothing for the second year, third year, and maybe the fourth. But one day IRS is coming in and asking you for all those taxes in those previous years that you have cheated. Amen. So he give you time to lose your paperwork. Amen. But he ain't forgot. He's sitting back with his hands looking, and he see you cheating. Come on, somebody. And same thing is our Lord Jesus Christ. He see and he's taking notice, and he knows what's going on. Amen. And we just might as well know that we ain't hiding from God. Come on, somebody. Let's turn over here to Ecclesiastes, and it'll tell you just what I just quoted. Amen. The Bible said over here in Ecclesiastes, the 8th chapter, amen, and the, praise God, the 11th verse. It said, because sentence against a evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is full of sin in them that do evil. Amen. Can you hear that this morning? Amen. Amen. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily. Amen. Sometimes the Lord just don't rush in and tear stuff down, but he just taking notice. Amen. He knows when to come. I want to tell you, you'll sit back. The Lord knows when to come. He knows when to handle things. He knows what he's doing. The only thing he wants us to do is wait on him. Wait on the Lord. What did he tell you? He said, wait on the Lord, and he shall what? Renew your strength, and he shall mount up wings as eagles, and ye shall run, not be wearied. Ye shall walk and not faint. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So that's what I want you to do, community. That's what I want you to do, church folks. That's what I want you to do, amen, boys and girls, men and women, brothers and sisters, amen. Wait on the Lord. Amen. You're going to see the Lord work a miracle. You're going to see the Lord change this thing. Come on, somebody. Amen. We ain't got to be all out of shape and heart filling us with fear and, amen, having heart attacks and afraid. Come on, God is in this thing. Amen. I say God will work a miracle. Praise God. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily. Amen. Lord don't work always. Just work right quick. Amen. Just he see it. He taking notice. Praise God. So lots of things are happening today in our country. But look out. God is in control. Whoever do evil, how many know payday is coming? Amen. Huh? Lord ain't playing. He's up high. And I want to tell you, he's not pleased with what he see. Amen. He looking, but he ain't pleased. Praise God. That's why we are in these last days. And the Bible instructs it through his word and allow us to see in these last days, the Bible teaches us nations shall rise against nations. Amen. Kingdoms against kingdoms. These is the times that we're living in. Pestilence in diverse places. Come on, somebody. Amen. Signs of the end. But I want to get wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in the Lord. Amen. I want to get close to God in these times. Some people let these times make them throw the towel in, make them lose out with God. But these times is to make us to hold on. Yes. Hold on anyhow. Yes, amen. God is on the way. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And won't he do it, church? Amen. Praise God. Let us say exposing time. Lord is pulling the cover off. I remember my mother used to preach. Amen. The message. I remember my message. Never forget. Covering up. Trying to cover up your sins. My mother used this expression. She said, the Lord is going to pull the cover off. Amen. And he going to see, amen, everything. Praise God. Amen. There ain't no cover that you can pull on you that the Lord cannot take off. Praise God. You cannot and you shall not hide from God. There was a man that my daughters taught today in Sunday school. And that man's name was Adam. There was a man named Adam. He had to be reminded that he can't hide from God. You know, a lot of people trying to hide and don't want to be exposed. But I want to tell you in the fear of God, there is no hiding place. Praise God. Let's turn to Genesis, amen, the third chapter. Genesis, the third chapter. Praise God and see what the word say. And the 6th through the 12th verses. Genesis 3, amen. Pray for us, church. Amen. Genesis, praise God, the third chapter, the 6th verse says, it says, and when the woman saw that tree was good for food, excuse me, praise God. Thank God for water. Amen. But I'm here to alert you and warn you, if you go to hell, it ain't going to be no water there. Amen. There ain't going to be no air conditioning, no fans. It's going to be heat and heat wave every day. And that's why I ain't planning to go there. That's why I'm going to listen to the Lord when he called me. I want to listen and I want to say, here am I, Lord. I want to do your will. I want to go your way. Amen. Praise God. And the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise. She took of the fruit thereof and did eat.
and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. What's wrong with you? What's wrong? Why you eat and you know you shouldn't have? And the eyes of them both was open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they hear the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of God, from the Lord God, among the trees of the garden. Look out. So they started off wrong. Amen. They hid themselves from the present. I want to tell you right here, to you and myself, and to America, and to all the world, it's not a good thing to hide yourself from the presence of the Lord. You might as well say damnation is on the way. Amen. There's no good thing coming. We don't never want to hide ourselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Now there was numerous of trees in that garden, but there was one particularly in the middle of that garden. Now, there was other trees that you could have got involved in, but that one tree, amen, not a half a dozen of trees, Brother Curtis, amen, but one tree, amen. That's right. Sometimes when the Lord said, no, don't you touch, that's the very thing you want to do. Come on, somebody. Amen. Sometimes I have had package coming in my home. Growing up with my family. Covetto's there. There's another daughter there. Kendra. And I got two more daughters. And I tell them, I said, don't open this package. Just leave it right here. Amen. This is something for me. Next day or so I go, I see a little tear in the package where they can peep in there and kind of see what's there. Just curiosity, you know, just want to know. Amen. And that's the same way Adam and Eve was. The Lord said, leave that, don't you touch it, because you will surely die. And most of the time when the Lord tell you no, the devil say yes. There's always a devil around to say, you won't surely die. Go ahead. You know, check it out. Amen. Check it out. Check it out if you wanna. Brother said there's a price to pay. And they paid the price. And that penalty fell on you and I. It would have been a better way. But look what the words say. The Bible said, and the eyes of them was open. See, the Lord wasn't ready for the eyes to be open at that time. They jumped the gun. Amen. They ran before God. How many know when you run ahead of the Lord, you're going to make a mess? You have to follow the law of procedure. And the eyes of them both was open, and they knew that they was naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Oh, Lord. Look at that. Lord didn't tell them to do all of that. Huh? Come on. And they hear the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? Where are you located? You sin. And now you're trying to hide. But I'm here to tell you there's no hiding place. We living right now in this society. A lot of people trying to hide. A lot of people trying to do secret stuff. A lot of people trying to, amen, don't want you to see this. And cover up. And hiding. But I want to tell you, God see you. He is saying the same thing. Adam. Adam. Where art thou? He is saying, amen. Where art thou, brothers and sisters? Where art thou, President of the United States of America? Where art thou, the mayor of this, your town and my town? Where art thou? You need to find yourself before it's too late. Amen. Because guess what? The Lord is taking notice.
Yes, he is.
He knows where you're located. He knew where Adam was. He just wanted Adam to come forth and say, here am I, Lord. I'm behind the nut tree. Amen. Be honest. The Lord God called Adam and said, where art thou? And he said, I hear thy voice in the garden. And I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. See, that's what sin will do. Sin will make you afraid. Sin will make you run. Sin will make you leave the church house. Sin will make you to live in your house and don't come out. You don't want nobody to see you because you did wrong. Amen. But it's just so easy to do right. How many know there's a right way and there's a wrong way? There's a righteous way and there's an unrighteous way. And we need to choose righteousness above evil. We need to choose greatness. Amen. Something that can get us to the pearly gates. Because when I leave from here, I want to go to heaven. Amen. In order to go to heaven, we must live a holy life. We must live a righteous life. We must have love for everybody. Can't be a one-sided society. We have to have love for both sides. Come on, somebody. Lord loves everybody. He made this world. And he made this world. And he created all mankind. And he created mankind equally. Amen. Come on now. Amen. Now praise God. You know, we're trying to change this thing. Amen. Trying to make, amen, the way God created this world. We try to change it and make it another kind of way. But I want to tell you in the fear of the Lord, if you don't go God's way, it ain't going to work. Huh? I said it ain't going to work. So I advise you to keep going God's way. Don't worry about nobody else. Pray for them. Leave them in the hands of God. God is taking notice. He ain't forgot. Amen. You may forget, but I'm here to tell you God ain't going to forget. He knows what he's doing. He got all power in his hands. Amen. He ain't no peon God. He's not a weakling God. He ain't an ignorant God. He knows what's happening. Praise God. And the only thing we need to know, let go and let God. Stand on the promises of the Lord. Know that God will turn it around somehow and some way. We entered through the word of God when there was battles, when there was, amen, conflicts. There were always victories. Amen. Lord always made a brighter way. You may have some darkness in your life. You may have, amen, some problems in your life. But I want to tell you, amen, there's a ray of light. Just keep going. Lord, I got you. He'll hold your hand. He'll take you through the promised land. Amen. He'll fix this thing. Only thing you got to do is stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. Amen. I'm not weary in well doing. I know my God will fix this thing. I listen to people. I go to different places and I hear people complain. Man, I don't know what's going on. Man, I tell you, what's happening in this world? This is I know a lot of things. But when you get God in your life, see, we don't have to fix it. See, the battle is not ours, but it's God's. You got to realize that. And it ain't our job to fight in another man's battle. Leave it to the Lord. And I didn't know the Lord to fix it. Do you know about that? Did I got any witness in this house that know the Lord to fix it? Amen. How many know that the Lord never lost a battle? How many know the Lord is the battle axe? He'll do the chopping. Amen. We ain't got to fight in this battle. And we ain't got to worry in this battle. My Bible said, I got it. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God. Believe also in me, Sister McDonald. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you, Brother Curtis. He said, I'm gone. Jesus saying this. I'm gone to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, Sister May, I will come back again and receive you unto myself. That's all I'm waiting on. Amen. I ain't got to worry about nothing. Praise God. Just trust in the Lord. Huh? I said trust in the Lord. Praise God. All right. Now, what verse do we stop on? All right, verse 11. It said, and he said, who told thee that thou was naked? Has thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldn't not eat? And the man said, the woman whom thou gave it to me, the woman whom thou gave it to be with me, she gave me of the tree and I did eat. Trying to make an excuse. Amen. The woman. But he gave you the commandment, Adam. He told you and gave you instruction. Amen. Not to eat of that fruit. And you allow your wife to offer you. And you received that meal. Come on. You should have told wifey, you know, the Lord told us not to eat. Now you may eat, but I'm not going to have no partake of that. But Adam, he was disobedient, as same as Eve. So they both ate, and we know the story. They was driven out of the garden for they're disobedient. So I'm here to tell you in the fear of the Lord. If you disobey, you're going to be driven out of the garden. Amen. If you disobey, you're going down. Amen. If you disobey, you will not prosper. Huh? Amen. The Lord is looking. He's up high. He's taking notice. He know if you're obeying, and he know if you're disobeying. Amen. Yes. Amen. So these hidden agendas we may have, it doesn't pay. Amen. How many know nothing hid will stand? God see it all. Let's turn over here to Luke. Let's turn over here to Luke and see what Luke is saying here. Praise ye the Lord. All right, Luke, the 8th chapter. Pray for us, dear ones. How many know the word of God will work out every problem and it will answer every question? The Bible said, Luke 8:17, for nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. Now this is the word. Nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest. Manifest is to be made known. Neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. So I'm here to tell you, God don't like concealment. Praise God. Let's bring it to the light. Amen. Because the Lord see it anyhow. Huh? I say to see it anyhow. You ain't doing nothing but fooling yourself. Let's turn over here to Luke, the 12th chapter. Amen. Praise God. Luke 12, verses 2 and 3. It says, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. So all this hiding and all this crooked stuff is going to come to the light and everybody going to see it. You're going to be exposed. Hello in here. Is I'm making my point clear this morning, dear ones. I got one more last scripture I want to dump on you. Let's go here to Mark. Mark, the 4th chapter. I'm not telling you about what I say. I'm telling you what the word has spoken. Amen. Mark, the 4th chapter and the 22nd verse. It states, for there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested, neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad. Praise God. Amen. So upon conclusion, God see it all. Amen. I said God see it all. He see the evil. He see the good. He see the right. And he see the wrong. And it's your job to walk circumspectly. It is your job and my job, praise God, to be just and fair and have mercy and love the Lord thy God with all thine heart. Can I go a little further? If you love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, you will love all God's creation. Amen. How many know there ain't no big U's and little I's in the church? We all the same. If we get to heaven, we all gonna be together. Amen. Like I said last Sunday, there's no gray areas. Amen. Either we in or either we out. Or either we right or either we wrong. Amen. Either we a saint. And back in the day, I used to say, are you an ain't? Saint or ain't? Come on, somebody. I want to be a saint. I said a saint of God. Amen. The most sisters used to know about those, how to call that name. Saints. Saints of God. Praise God. And so let's be more like the Lord and less like ourselves. The Bible said, when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. So I'm here to tell you, in the fear of the Lord, there's a measure of room, because so many of us is not like the Lord. And that's why we have preachers, leaders, to preach the truth and preach on these end times, times that we're living in, giving folks an answer, letting folks know right from wrong. Amen. Don't silence yourselves and say nothing to the situation. It is high time to speak out against evil. Evil in the congregation, evil in neighborhood, evil in school, evil in the White House, evil in your house. I don't care where evil, stick his neck out. We need to speak against it. Come on, somebody. As I like to say, cross the board. Amen. No matter who you are, you can be a billionaire. You can be a millionaire. You can be a broke nail. It doesn't matter. We all the same. And we all do respect. So may God help us. May heaven bless us and bless this word and bless you that were listening to this sermon. Amen.